Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's up. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. With the number three, thethirdingredient.com, we're having a great visit with Joel Abava. Joel is here. Joel is the author of Become a Franchise Owner. He's our franchise expert, and he's been telling us about his dad's story, how his dad got started as a makeup artist to the stars on the Mike Douglas Show. He was one of the first people, part of the Mike Douglas Show, which was a famous daytime show that lasted for decades. Didn't it, Joel? I mean, the Mike Douglas Show was on till, I don't know, day before yesterday, I think.
It was on for a long time.
So his dad was there for as long as it was in Cleveland, and when your dad evolved his career over time, he got you started in franchising. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he sure did. After bouncing around corporate America and being in management, he was downsized like a lot of the folks, and he somehow stumbled upon a franchise called Physicians Weight Loss Centers, which was really big, and he became a franchise development manager. So he ended up opening like over 300 franchises for them. And really started learning about franchising and loved it and traveled and, did kind of what he used to do, just traveling all over the country. But the interesting thing was now he could help people get into business and he liked that. But the bottom fell out of that business because they called themselves Physicians Weight Loss Centers.
Oh.
And I guess it came across to the Federal Trade Commission like there were doctors and medical staff. I mean, like all the time there. Mm-hmm. They were there a little bit. So the FTC came down on them, and all of a sudden they couldn't open franchises for a while, and he was let go.
Huh.
So he started doing a little franchise development work, working with really young companies that were thinking about franchising, and he started doing that.
Which became then, your business.
And that was part of his business. Then he met someone who started this franchise brokerage outfit, and he joined them. And he started helping people get into franchises and getting paid by the franchisors to do it, kind of like a finder's fee. And when I was downsized in the year 2000, right around there, I was miserable. I didn't know what the heck I wanted to do. And he, like, hammered on me for 2-3 months to join him. Finally, I did. And I became part of this group and helped a lot of people get into business. Then decided to go on my own, and now I do it in a different way. The franchisors are not paying me to sell franchises. I work with people who want to buy franchises but want to do it without influence. Mm-hmm. So it's a really clean deal for me. I don't care what franchise they look at. I just want to
You're
make sure that they're covering
about
themselves
about what
and
they
their
buy.
State.
You just know that they want to do what I call entrepreneuring with the inside the box, coloring.
Right.
Entrepreneur.
Right.
I call it entrepreneur coloring inside the box because you get a box.
That's right.
But you get it's yours. It belongs to you. You get to take it out to Main Street in your town, and you get to run it yourself. But you got to follow a few rules, and that's what you help them with.
That's right. That's right. And it's a wonderful business system, and that's what you're buying. And I make sure that people are doing their research the right way and that they can sleep at night after they make their yes or no decision. So I have a blast. I love it.
The thing about franchising is the reason I could never be a franchisee because I'm too independent. But I don't follow rules too well. But if you can do that, it's an awesome way to have your own business because somebody's already built your model for you. All you got to do is put your elbow grease and some of your capital into it, and you still get to behave. You still get to struggle. You still get to struggle just like anybody who starts from a blank sheet of paper. You get all the, you know, nobody ever looked at a franchisee who hit it big and said, yeah, you just walked into that. I mean, the work is still there.
Yeah, right.
The work is still there.
Hard work. Yeah, it's hard work. No one's handed you anything. It's not really a business in a box, even though some people like to call it that.
You're
supposed to do the work.
You can fail.
That's right.
Because you
buy
a franchise, that's no guarantee of success, is it?
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. But if you do your research the right way, you certainly increase your chances of success.
Yeah. As quickly, and I got about a minute to go, has the pandemic hurt or increased interest in franchising, you think?
It's increased interest just because downsizing is starting to happen.
Right.
And I think the first quarter it's going to happen a lot. Franchising will be fine as long as the stock market remains pretty strong because people have money stashed. So that it could be a good thing for franchising.
Yeah, we also have to watch the employment laws, though. That's the thing I'm worried about with the Biden administration, because at the end of the Obama administration, they were doing some things, some regulatory stuff that were going to hurt franchising. I worry about that a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll have to.
I'm not worried about it. I think it'll be fine. I'm not worried about it.
Track that. Hey, Joel, I need your website one more time, please.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
All right. The book is called Become a Franchise Owner by Joel LaBava. Hey, Joel, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Joel LaBava. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Lassingame. I'll be right back. I was a dandy,
yeah. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.